Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', my cheese? PSA Hip Hop. Salutations to all.
Yes, sir.
Waiting for the bro to call in right quick. Hold up, yeah. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, we out here. Watson, what's good?
Salute. Peace, my dude.
How you, brother?
Chilling. How you?
How am I? I'm doing good. Let's get right into this NBA talk, nigga. We not playing. Boy, they've been waiting to hear what you got to say about them bum-ass Raptors, boy. Huh? So let me guess. You said 5 games, right, Watson?
Yes.
So I'm expecting the Raptors to win the next 4 games, right?
Yes.
What happened yesterday on short prep, my nigga? You know what the Cleveland Cavaliers was, Watson? You and I watched Battle Rap for years. How many times there's been no shows at King of the Dot and Organic and Gully? These niggas got DNA on speed dial, man. And DNA is ready. Short prep, my nigga. Short prep. And still putting that work. I need you to explain to me how your mans and them had a couple days off. LeBron and them had a grueling 7-game series with the Indiana Pacers. Had to fly to the north, short prep, to get ready for the Raptors. What happened, eh? LeBron scored no points in the fourth quarter and overtime, bro.
Yep, and they lost. They're never going to get a gift horse like that. They got a gift. They got LeBron James, like you said, not scoring in the fourth and overtime, and they blew it. But like the Chosen and my man Kyle.
Yo, my nigga, stop giving him that stupid-ass name, my nigga. You can't even give him that name today, bro. What is wrong with you?
Like my man DeChosen and Kyle Lowry said, we learned and now we know what to do.
They just learned? They just found out the playoffs was last night, the other night then. That was it. They just learned. They just found out yesterday after the loss, this is a second round semifinals NBA playoff game to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. They didn't know that before. Okay. All right.
Here's what I know that's not going to happen. I know Tristan Thompson is not going to have the game of his life.
He played good again. You don't give a shit about double doubles. You screamed on this show last week. Oh, Charles Oakley and Michael Cage was doing that in the early 90s. And dog, Tristan Thompson been in the doghouse, my nigga.
Don't forget Tyrone Hill.
Tristan Thompson is better than Tyrone. Tristan Thompson is better than Tyrone Hill. We ain't doing that. That lizard looking ass nigga,
not.
Yes, he is.
Thompson is not a better player than Tyrone Hill. Never was.
Yes, he was, bro. What are you talking about?
He's a product of an inflated contract. Tristan Thompson is a bum.
Inflated contract? What?
So, anyway, let me just say that I'm sticking to Raptors in 5. Like the Chosen.
You got to do that, though. You have to do that, though. Of course.
Like the Chosen and Lowry said, now we know what we got to do.
So what do they have to do then? What do they have to do?
Not let the bums get off.
What bums?
Tristan Thompson and Kyle Korver.
And J.R. Smith, who both shot 5 3-pointers.
J.R. Smith is hot and cold. You can't stop J.R. Smith. If he's on, he's on. So you never know what you're going to get. I'm stop J.R. Smith because J.R. Smith could always be hot. He could go through a 2-game stretch. So. With J.R. Smith,
I'm not expecting LeBron James to go 12 for 30 again, Watson. You and I both know that.
I expect it. I expect LeBron James to have a bad shooting percentage in this series, without question.
Why?
He will shoot 50% in this series. That's a guarantee. LeBron
He's averaging 60%. Dog, he's shooting 60% from the field against the Raptors in the last 2 years in the playoffs, nigga. What is you talking about, boy?
This series, LeBron James will shoot under 50%. He's already 12 for 30. Mark my words. Okay?
Dog, that was fatigue, my nigga. He told us in a press conference. That boy was tired, my nigga.
Stole game one. They stole it.
They stole it or took it?
They stole it.
What do you mean? How do you steal it then? Y'all was up by 14 points. How do you steal it?
When you got 3-point blank ranges, when you have three point-blank range at the rim and Valanciunas and everybody's playing hot potato with the basketball, I mean, that's just how the ball bounces.
LeBron, too. LeBron missed Mad Bunnies, too, bro. Same shit.
So they stole the game. Ken Summers was in the building, about to give Kendrick.
Let's go there, man.
Yo, Drake, man, I've been waiting for these bars that I have for you for yesterday, my nigga. Yo, you are so corny, my nigga.
Yo, dogs, don't you got an album you should be working on? Oh, I forgot Watson. He don't write his rhymes, so he can afford to go to basketball games while somebody that in OVO sweatshop writing his bars for him. Neither here nor there. Drake, you so soft. Why? Because you got all your men's and bodyguards with you niggas with shit in their fucking ears and shit. Dog, if you was Dolo, Kendrick Person would slap the shit out of you, bro. You're so fucking corny. I do not like that nigga, bro. I do not like Drake, man. For real. Then he tried to talk tough when niggas came between them. I said, man, Drake, if you sit your ass down, you little piece of shit. Fuck out of 10 summers, man. Shut the fuck up, bum ass nigga. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, they stole game one, and now we got a series. We got a series.
Nigga, we been at a series. What the fuck you been at? You and all the pundits, the fucking, all these niggas talking about the Raptors. Oh, I don't know how Cleveland's going to beat these niggas. What are you talking about? It's in their head, bro. Who's Van Fleet? This nigga trying to step to LeBron. Nigga, sit your little ass down, bro. DeRozan ain't showing me nothing yesterday. It's the niggas are not play. They're not built like that, my nigga. They're not built like that. You know that, right?
I don't know that.
Bro, what do you mean you don't know that?
I picked him to win this series in five, and I'm sticking with
the
pick.
I don't give a fuck what you pick, nigga. So I don't give a fuck what you pick, boy. What that means? You been wrong before? Have you not?
Absolutely. I was wrong about OKC and Utah. I was dead wrong about OKC and Utah. Dead wrong. So, yeah, I've been wrong before. Absolutely.
These niggas are mentally, you know, if they win 2-0, I'm expecting the Raptors to win tomorrow. LeBron and them did what they were supposed to do. Take one in the North. Get one game in the North. They did what they had to do. I'm expecting the Raptors to tie this series up tomorrow. You say what?
The Raptors will blow them out tomorrow.
No, it's not a blowout. Not a blowout. No, I don't think it's a blowout. Why is it a blowout?
Because they know
they've never blown out Cleveland before, so all of a sudden they're going to blow them out?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Indiana blew them out a couple of times, so yeah.
Nigga, I told you about the matchups, nigga, and the mental aspect of basketball. I explained this to you already, boy. The Pacers match up better with Cleveland compared to Toronto, and then you add in the mental aspect of it that these niggas got these niggas smooth the fuck out of here the last 2 years, nigga. What you talking about? Where was Dalavucius and Serge Ibaka only scoring 9 points? Come on, bro. Come on, man. Put some respect on LeBron got help. And I like the fact that, yo, if I'm Ty Lue, you got to start Tristan Thompson, man. Kevin Love does not need to play the five. He needs to play the power four and let Tristan start. Would you agree with that at least?
Yes, I agree with that. As long as Kevin Love is starting. I thought you were going to say some crazy stuff and say Kevin Love don't start. But if all Kevin Love has to do is move to the power four with his natural position, as long as he has to move to natural position, I'm fine with that.
What's up with Kevin Love, my nigga? He just looked lost out there, bro. Look at Darren Headlights. You ain't getting that vibe,
bro? I'm not getting that vibe.
How are you not getting that vibe?
It's not easy to play with LeBron.
Not all the time, bro. No, I don't think it's easy to play with LeBron like people think it is, man. He demands a lot from you. You know what I'm saying? Every time I think Kevin Love misses a shot, in his head, he's like, damn, I wonder if LeBron's going to yell at me. I just get that vibe from that dude, man. You know what I'm saying? But you do know if Cleveland gets 2-0 tomorrow, it's a wrap, right? You do know that, right?
Yeah. Then my prediction of Raptors in five is blown up in smoke.
You was a fool for picking them in five anyway, my nigga. I don't know what the hell you was thinking about, man. All right. Neither here nor there, man. Pelicans and Warriors, Mr. Watson, 121-116, Golden State takes 2-0, did what they had to do, get two at the crib. Welcome back, Steph Curry. Yes, Steph, you was amazing last night, my nigga. 28 points, bro, like That don't make no sense when you look at Steph's 27 minutes, 28 points, man. Welcome home, Steph.
Could you tell us how Clay did?
4 for 20. Clay did not play good.
That is 4 for 20, not good too. Is it horrible?
Well, you said 6 for 20 was good when John Wall did it. You had no problem with John Wall with
John Wall
6 for 20.
Consistent that game. Okay, so what's a better shooting percentage, 6 for 20 or 4 for 20?
Dog, both of them are trash.
What's a better shooting percentage?
Both are trash, nigga.
So,
ain't one better. You got two more 20, shots off.
But also had 15 assists in that game and 8 rebounds.
So what? Clay had 6 boards, 4 defensive rebounds.
Word? And how did his counterpart, Jrue Holiday, do?
He lost. It don't matter what he did. He lost, nigga. It's 2-0. I'd rather have 2-0 and play a bad game than have a good game and lose. What the fuck is wrong with you, boy?
I'm talking about the game. How did Klay Thompson play last night?
He didn't play good.
Was he trash?
He didn't play good last night, bro.
Was he trash?
He wasn't playing. He didn't play good last night. He won the game, though.
That's the most important.
And once again, hold on. A nigga you show no respect to, my man's Draymond Green, again, nigga, since you said he won't do it again, nigga. Did you not say that, boy?
Yes.
Yeah, 20 points, 9 boards, 12 assists. Almost another triple-double, nigga. Playing phenomenal defense on Anthony Davis, boy.
Let me tell you this. Draymond Green is outplaying Anthony Davis. He's outplaying him. And it is shocking to watch. And what's throwing me off is that he's really treating Anthony Davis like a little nigga. Like,
I wouldn't say a little nigga, though. So he had 25 and 16. That's not a little nigga numbers.
He's treating him like a little nigga. This is a man who was dropping
25 and 15.
21-point game. To treat him like a little nigga, man.
Dog, it's 25 and 15 is not a little nigga, bro.
They're not effective, and they're not leading to wins. He's neutralizing Anthony Davis. Where Anthony Davis should have the absolute clear superiority in this series. Okay? Draymond Green is having a damn near triple-double, dropping 20. Draymond Green is outplaying Anthony Davis. It's that simple. And as we know, KD, we know what KD's doing. The man you...
No, we know what Steph is. The Steph's team, nigga. That's Steph's team. As long as you know that.
We know what KD doing, the man you don't want to see ever on the opposite side of the court. 11-23.
That's not great.
Nobody wants
that
KD smoke. 11-23.
Smoke.
Oh, that's bad shooting? Wait a minute. 11-23 is bad, 48%. Oh, yeah, bad game, KD. You led everybody in scoring again. Just like you lead the Warriors in scoring again.
Steph is the most important player on that team, bro.
Obviously, he is.
Oh, I don't know if you know that, so you can't say obviously. I don't know. I gotta reassure that with you. I gotta make sure you're on point.
KD, salute to you, KD. There's no answer for the league.
What do you mean? Salute. Wait a minute. Why is KD getting more salute than Steph Curry, who played 27 minutes, hasn't played since March, and went in there like it was nothing, nigga? 28 points? Come on, bro. Steph Curry was playing the game. That's
salute
a fact. It wasn't KD. It was Steph. It's all about Steph.
Salute to you, KD, because you showed up in that fourth quarter. The fourth quarter that Dre's acting like he didn't see you in the fourth quarter. He act like you didn't score in the fourth quarter. That's what Dre's doing right now. He's acting like you were in the fourth quarter and you did nothing. That's what he's trying to do.
Of course he scored, nigga. He had 41 minutes, and Steph only played 27, so of course. And Steph had one less point than him. What that tell you? What does that tell you? Steph Curry played 27 minutes, 28 points, while Kevin Durant had 41 minutes and had one more point than Steph Curry.
Salute to the coaching staff for the Warriors. Understand, KD must be on the court more than anybody else on that team because it's that important. Salute to you. I respect the coaching staff.
Steph wasn't going to get mad minutes, my nigga, on his first game back. You know that.
So now,
he's on minutes restriction.
So now, since we want to give Steph props, I give Steph all the props in the world. I believe in Steph. I thought Steph should have been MVP of the first finals, okay? I am a big believer in Steph. I salute Steph hard body. And the reason why I do is because I will tell you this. Steph Curry, at the end of this run, will have 3 rings. Potentially, if we get it the way three
oh,
wants
boy.
It.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
If we get it the
here
way three wants it, Steph Curry will have 3 NBA titles, and all 3 of them will be against LeBron. This is going to lead to me and 3 having some of the greatest basketball combo you guys have ever heard. Trust me on that. When Steph Curry gets his 3rd ring, and if he gets over LeBron, and you're going to tell me every NBA champion Steph Curry has is over LeBron? Oh, boy, wait till you hear what I have to say about Steph Curry and LeBron.
Steph Curry's had a better supporting cast since Golden State and Cleveland and going back and forth in the NBA Finals, my nigga. Let's not act like we don't know basketball. We both know basketball. I'm not even gonna insult you like that.
When Curry gets his 3rd ring, I'm gonna have a very interesting conversation.
You're not gonna tell me Steph Curry's better than LeBron. Are you telling me that?
Wait until he gets his 3rd ring.
Are you serious?
Then we're gonna have a conversation.
Are you serious?
And then we're gonna have a conversation. I didn't say anything. I didn't tell you how I feel. All I'm saying is that when Steph Curry gets his 3rd ring, it'll be he has 3 rings, or it's going to be he has 3 rings and all 3 of them are over LeBron. That's the conversation we're going to have.
I think that's
about
a retarded conversation. Have a conversation. If Steph Curry gets a 3rd ring, that.
About this rivalry. This rivalry is turning into Serena Williams versus Maria Sharapova. One-sided.
What a bad analogy. What a bad. Nick, are you serious? Come on, bro. All right, man. Next game, my G. Philadelphia 76ers, Boston Celtics. 117-101 the other night, Monday night. Boston. This should look easy for them, my G. Once again, a guy you and I are very big on, Terry Rozier, man. It seems like every time we talk about the Celtics, this young boy comes to shine. But truth be told, Al Horford, 26. Tatum, who you have no respect for, 28 points. Again, the last Boston Celtics rookie to score 27 points in a playoff game was Larry Bird. So he's there with good company. And Rozier, man, talk to me, man. Celtics. Up 1-0, man.
Well, I want you to talk to me. You don't like Al Horford, but why is he being so productive, in your opinion?
Well, he has a jump shot that works for him. He was 10 for 12. Listen, as much as I don't rock with Al Horford, what can I say, Watson?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, 10 for 12. I can't.
Do you have anything negative to say about 10 for 12?
No. No, sir.
What exactly is it about what he's doing that you don't like?
I just don't like his game.
You don't like his productive game.
He's not productive like this all the time. Let's not hold on. Let's not act like I often be having games like this all the time, bro. Let's relax.
Al Horford is the MVP of this series. They're going to beat Philly if Al Horford keeps having games like this.
He's only in one game. What are you talking about? It's only one game, and you talking about
if Al Horford,
Rozier will get my nigga. Trust me, he'll be telling Rozier, bro. Trust me on that.
Al Horford is going to play like this where he has better games than Embiid.
He didn't have a better game than Embiid. What the hell are you talking about? Embiid had 31-12, my G. 31 and 13. What the hell are you talking about?
10 for 12 is a
So 10 for 12, no doubt. But Joel Embiid had a better game than him. 31-13. I'll take that.
10 for 12, no doubt.
I refuse to have a conversation
doubt?
About who's better. Between Joel Embiid and friggin' Al Horford. I'm not even trying to have that conversation.
That's not the conversation I'm having. Embiid
is okay, I just want to make sure.
But he's not outplaying him in this series so far.
Dog, it's one game. What are you talking about?
Just like I said, Anthony Davis is scoring more points and averaging more rebounds than Draymond Green. Draymond Green is having a better series than Anthony Davis. And there's down 0-2. If Al Horford is going to shoot 80%, score 20-plus every game, Boston wins this series.
So you think Al Horford is going to do that every night in this series? That's what you think?
I don't know. Because Philly couldn't.
Oh, exactly. You don't know. You know why you don't know Watson? Because he's inconsistent. That's why, Watson. That's the reason
Philly
why.
Your peak game, Philly couldn't check him. And your guy, Asen Simmons, Asen, you take away the J. No J.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Take away the
don't
J.
Don't do that.
Shot Simmons, no J.
Don't do that. I don't understand. Yo, my nigga, how did you turn on Ben Simmons like that, bro? You just turned on him.
Not turned
yes,
him.
Yes, you have.
A jump shot, and he's not better than Donovan Mitchell. Here's the thing. He's the second best.
When is Donovan Mitchell coming to the conversation? Every time he talks Ben Simmons, you throw Donovan Mitchell in the equation.
Let me ask you a question. How is this against him when I don't think he's rookie and I think Donovan Mitchell? That's the only thing. I think he's the second.
Dog, we're talking about the Celtics and Philly. How did Donovan Mitchell plays in Utah get in this conversation?
Let me tell you how. You asked the question. Let me tell you how, and let's see if you understand why. You said, how did I turn on Ben Simmons? I said, I didn't turn on Ben Simmons. I just think that Donovan Mitchell is rookie of the year. Ben Simmons is the second best rookie. That's not turning on Ben Simmons. That's acknowledging a fact. Now, let's talk about the deficiency of Ben Simmons and how it's going to haunt them in this playoff series. He has no J. Like, Asen Kidd, no J. Asen Kidd, no J.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Talking about ODB. I'm talking about, yes, no J.
Dog, you forget the winning streak they was on going into the playoffs, and he had no J all year? What are you talking about?
In the playoffs. None of that matters in the playoffs. None of it.
Let me ask you a question. Can there be a reason, Watson? The reason they lost also is because Phillies, they were rusty in a sense. Philly, they was chilling. Boston, again, had seven grueling games against the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know
Philly
you know
was
what?
Chilling.
I love that.
So Russ could have been there.
I agree with you because you know who else was rusty? Kent Summers. Cardinal Official was rusty. They was also rusty. Ken Summers and Cardinal Official's team was rusty.
No, they just have no heart. They just have no heart.
So let me tell you this.
But
we both picked Philly. So check out. We both picked Philly in seven, right?
Yes.
I'm still picking Philly in seven. But I have strong concerns, man. Like,
me too. Me too.
Really
I agree. Me too.
Because I clearly see that Brad Stevens, I mean, I'm going to be honest, man. I don't know if I've ever seen a team coach this well. I can say that.
A young team, you mean a young squad?
No, a team, period. Not a young squad. A team. I'm telling you right now, I don't think I've ever seen a team this well coached. And the reason why I say that is because Kyrie Irving is irreplaceable. He's unique, one of the all-time great players. Gordon Hayward would have been their second leading scorer.
That's a
you
fact.
You cannot replace two perennial all-stars. Replace them with a 19-year-old, a dude who never started, a journeyman, a guy who's been in the league for 3 years, and be this good. It is I salute Brad Stevens, man. Like,
me
I salute
too.
Him.
I agree.
I really
facts.
Salute him,
I totally agree with that.
It just doesn't make sense. This team is too young to be this good.
But you know what I'm noticing also? I'm noticing in the Miami series with Ben Simmons, I felt in this game one, he got rattled a little bit because you see Marcus Smart and one of the other twin brothers. What's the name? What's the other twin brother name, man?
Morris.
Marquise Morris. Yeah, he was kind of grilling. They're trying to get in Ben Simmons' head. I don't know if it's going to work, but I thought he worked a little bit in game one.
I'm going to tell you this, though. It's the right tactic. No respect for your Australian international self. Like, they really
– what do you mean Australian? Come on, son. Leave that alone, man.
Why was they grilling him then? Are they supposed to be in awe of him or respect him? I like this.
No, I like that. Dog, we grew up on that kind of basketball, so I love that shit.
But come on, I like it. Like, what respect?
Me too. I love it.
Here's the thing. Miami tried the same thing against him, but he wasn't having it. Well, Boston's going to do it. We built for this. Let's do this. Marcus Smart and them, they really built for this life. Let's go. Let's go. Yes, sir.
But I agree with you, though. Before we go to the next game, I agree with you, though. I have concerns. Even though I pick Philly, would it shock you at all if Boston wins tonight, my G?
No. It wouldn't. That's how confused I am.
All right. And obviously the last game is Utah Jazz, Houston Rockets, 110-96. Obviously the Rockets, this series is boring, my G. I have no excitement for this series at all. No Ricky Rubio. I don't know how far they're gonna. I don't think they were gonna go far with Rubio in this series anyway. But yeah, man. Donovan Mitchell, 9 for 22, 21 points. Welcome to the playoffs, man. You know what I'm saying?
When Donovan Mitchell is 9 for 22 is the regular typical shooting game for a shooter.
I'm not liking Jamal. That bum ass nigga Carmelo Anthony faced my squad for many years and did a lot of 9 for 22 games, and we didn't win. So knock it off,
Klay
please.
Klay Thompson did a 4 for 20. And you downplay.
Yes, but Klay Thompson has Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry to back him up when he has
game?
Games like that. Big difference, my nigga.
What's the better game? What is a better game? 9 for 22 or 4 for 20?
You just want to shit on Klay. Go ahead, Mike. Shit on Klay. You just want to shit on Klay.
Are they both the same? What's a better game in your opinion?
Next question, man. Can we carry on, man?
I
think that's a ridiculous question.
You see, you can't, and you won't answer it. So I'll tell everybody who's listening, if you are playing basketball and you shoot 9 for 22, it is a better basketball game than if you shoot 4 for 20. If you shoot 4 for 20.
Thanks for giving us breaking news. Thanks for giving us breaking news again, Watson, on your part to the show, man. Thank you. Thanks again.
Thank you. I have to bring the breaking news because you won't bring it. I got to bring it. So I brought it.
All right. You brought it. Okay. I have no excitement for this series, my nigga. There's no excitement in it at all for me to watch this series.
Why you have no excitement for the series? You have no excitement for the series because you're not a James Harden fan. That's one. James Harden.
No, that's nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with that at all. Knock it off. That has nothing to do with it.
MVP leads the NBA in scoring. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You have to watch it. You don't want to watch it, but you have no choice.
No, it's just a matchup. It's because of Utah, really. It's because of Utah. Only person I want to watch on Utah is Donovan Mitchell. I don't care about the other niggas on there.
Why are you not intrigued by Donovan Mitchell versus James Harden? Why does that not excite you?
Because James Harden's going to sun him.
Who doesn't James Harden sun? He led the NBA in scoring. Who doesn't he sun?
So because you led the NBA in scoring, that means you sun niggas?
Yeah, because every game, nobody outscores you. You led the NBA in scoring in the number one hardest league in the world. Yeah, you get a lot of props for that. You know, I respect AI when he led the NBA in scoring 4 times. I respected Michael
Jordan. I like AI game way more than James Harden. I like AI way more than James Harden. I will say that. That's a fact.
I respected KD when KD led it 4 times. So I have great, great reverence and respect for any individual player who leads the NBA in scoring. But then again, it's just a stat, and stats don't mean anything, do they?
No, I didn't say stats don't mean anything. But hey, listen, OKC lost, but I would have been more in tune to watch it. I'm going to watch it because we do a show, so I gotta watch basketball, and I love ball. But I think OKC and Houston, I would have been more excited for that. You know what I mean?
I'm still in mourning that OKC lost. Okay? I'm still really upset about that.
Well, let me ask you two questions before we go to hip-hop real quick. What do you think about Carmelo Anthony saying he doesn't feel he should come off the bench? Or we're not going to have those kind of conversations when you come off the bench? You bum-ass nigga, Melo.
I respect Hoodie Melo for saying that.
What the fuck
do
you mean
Hoodie
respect Mello. It? Man, fuck that nigga. You bum. You're not Carmelo Anthony. You are not that dude. And even when you thought you was that dude, you were not that dude. Let's be clear. You were not that dude. Fuck you talking about, boy? Yeah, let me hear you. Defend Carmelo, man.
I will. Billy Donovan, you had no offensive scheme.
Oh, Billy Donovan. There we go. Billy Donovan. Here we go. Billy Donovan's fault. My bad.
Okay. Carmelo Anthony is one of the greatest scorers in NBA history.
Oh,
that I've ever
stop
seen
it. Like, stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. You sound like a media guy now. You sound like one of the media guys. You sound like Stephen A. Smith who holds his hand. Go ahead, man.
All right. I'm a fullback. Once you said that, I started realizing I was sounding like him. All right, I'm going to fall back, man.
You got me on that one.
Boston, hold on. What do you think about Paul George Paul? There's reports today, Watson, that saying that he might not return to OKC. I don't think that's breaking news.
I don't want him to return. I'm fine with it. I don't want him to return. I want Russell and Hoodie Mello, and I'll be happy with that because Steven Adams can
play.
Why
would you be happy with just Carmelo? You think Russell Westbrook will be happy with Carmelo Anthony over Paul George to play basketball with?
No, I think what would make Russell Westbrook happy is that he can shoot the ball 30 times a game and really have one less guy to care about giving the ball to. He can pass it to Steven Adams, and then Carmelo, you'll definitely get more shot attempts, and you'll be happier with your role with George Paul out. So I'm fine with it.
Which is what? He doesn't make shots.
Carmelo Anthony, one of the most prolific scorers I've ever seen in my life.
And done nothing with it.
Let me be clear to make it. During the greatest years of Kobe Bryant's prime, Carmelo Anthony was second to him.
This nigga's talking about Braids Mello in 2009. Okay, when they went to the Western Conference Final with George Paul.
No, I'm talking about Braids Mello 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That Mello, the second most prolific scorer. And then he became the third because KD replaced him.
KD is way better than Mello. Let's be clear on that. By far. That nigga plays no defense. Your ISO basketball ass, man. Get the fuck out of here, Mello. Bum ass nigga. Listen, before you go to hip-hop real quick. Paul George, if you're smart, you tell your agent to get Philly a call, man. Get to Philly, man. Get to Philadelphia. Get to Illadelph, man. Illadelph Half-Life, boy. That's what you try to get at, bro.
Never mention Illadelph Half-Life, because if you mention that, then you would have to mention that it was a better album than Reasonable Doubt, and you'll never say
that. I don't have to do that at all. Let's be clear on that. I will never say no shit like that. You bugging.
Then obviously,
like,
never. Then obviously you never heard the song Clone.
No, I have heard Clones. Obviously you never heard The Evils. Obviously you never heard Can I Live. Obviously you never heard Coming of Age. Obviously you never heard A Friend of Foe. Obviously you never heard of Brooklyn's Finest.
What do you think about that song Clones?
I love Clones. Classic.
Why do you love it?
It's a great classic to you.
Why isn't it classic to you?
Because the beat is hard. Fake niggas go platinum, they go aluminum. I love this song. All right. Your point?
That's it.
What else you want me to say? It's a great song. Am I supposed to add more caveats to it?
Yeah. Why'd you like this song?
Because it was a dope song, my G. The beat was hard. Niggas are spitting. Yeah, Philly shit. Dice Raw, Black Thought. Saw the light-skinned nigga nail. Them niggas are spitting.
All right.
Not over no damn Jay-Z. Neither ain't over there, man. All right, my dude. It seems like every time we're going to do a hip-hop show, it feels like every time I try to ignore this nigga, don't want to talk about this nigga, can he get out of my fucking life until this album drops so me and you can critique it the right way? This man's name is bubbling in hip-hop, in my opinion, Watson, for all the wrong reasons. Everybody can't stop talking about this man right now. Cold album drop, and nobody even talking about J. Cole album no more. Kanye West is the focus of hip-hop, national news, anything you want to talk about media related, man. Last time you and I spoke about this buffoon dude, we him and Ebro had the exchange, and then the song with T.I. and Kanye drops. I'd like to get your thoughts on that in a minute, sir. And then Leonard, a.k.a. Charlamagne the God, a.k.a. who did not know Royce the 5'9 and Mr. Fab, neither here nor there, Watson. The nigga goes to Kanye West goes to TMZ, and you put me on to watch the TMZ clip, and I'm glad I watched it. After you put me on, I watched that shit like 6 times. Shout out to that brother from TMZ who got his ass. Pause. Thoughts on Kanye West, man.
This the is lost nigga. Why that Van Lathan dude, the dude who's
Van Lathan. Shout out Van Lathan.
It meant something to me and you. Me and you love hip-hop, and one of the things we hate about hip-hop media is that when iconic legendary figures of rap are interviewed by people in media or hip-hop media, they show so much deference and fear.
That's a fact.
That they are afraid to challenge anything these guys say. Like, they'll try to give a difference of opinion, but they won't straight up just tell you the truth. For example, you know, no one will tell Eminem straight to his face, Revival was not good. It was your worst album ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody would just say straight to your face, like, you bugging with this. Kanye was in the room full of white people, black people, who were just going to let him talk so reckless, so crazy. Because it's Kanye, everybody just sitting there like, I can't believe I'm in a room with Kanye. This is amazing. Kanye's yep. really here. Like, it's really, they're in shock. You know what I'm saying? So I want to salute that brother Van Lathan for just telling Kanye what Kanye will never hear. Remember, Kanye is surrounded by yes people, yes men, people yep. who are around him. He hires them. Their job is to make him happy, not make him upset. He's around people who worship him and think he's the greatest person alive. So there's always going to be one moment where you get clarity and somebody will tell you the truth. Someone who doesn't need a beat. They don't need a beat from you. They don't need a verse from you. They don't need a special appearance from you. And they're going to tell you what you're doing. So this is Van Lathan told Kanye what everybody should want to tell Kanye, but you notice nobody does. Let me tell you why hip-hop media sucks. When Kanye West started tweeting, how many times was other hip-hop media timelines on Twitter just retweeting everything he said? They just kept retweeting,
Elliot Wilson makes me sick sometimes.
Anything Kanye would say, right? But did you notice something? They stopped retweeting everything he said. I wonder why. Because he started talking some crazy stuff. And then
the slavery talk.
Oh, wow. The more Kanye talks, more respect I lose for him, and I'm shocked at how ignorant he is.
Sean, I think, I'm going to cut you off, but I think the more he talks, the more he's already a piece. My thing with Kanye is this, man. Why is it that he has to do this kind of rollout for his album that comes out in the next month? Like,
so
this
here's
is a different kind of rollout.
Here's what I'm going to challenge everybody who says that. Kanye West comes out with sneakers, and he doesn't do this kind of rollout when he comes out with his sneakers. And his sneakers are very popular. They sell.
I've never bought them shits. Never liked them shits. Copped them. Nope.
But here's the thing. So what you don't cop them? Like, so what? What's the point of that? They're still in-demand sneakers that sell. I watch
I'm just throwing it out there that I would never bought a pair of Yeezys.
Okay, so
I never will. I never wanted to. I never thought them shits were hot. I'm good.
I'll give you a bad example. You didn't see Avengers this weekend, did you? Did you see it?
No.
Right, you didn't see it. And guess what? It was the highest grossing movie in history over the weekend. So in the bigger scheme of things, it didn't matter that you didn't go see it. So you want to highlight that and make it clear to everybody you didn't see Avengers?
No, I didn't see it. Nope.
In history?
Shout out to the number one movie in history.
Okay. So my point
to you,
is
to you comic book. Shout out to all you comic book nerds, man. Shout out to you niggas, man.
You're talking to one. You're talking.
Yeah, I know. I'm shouting you out.
You're talking
comic
to one.
Book boy.
You're talking to one, not one, but an expert. Anyway, back to Kanye.
Is experts in comic books? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you're talking to one. Me.
Expert.
Me. You're talking to one.
Is that something that you hold your? Is that something that you go crazy about? You're expert in comic
very
books.
Proud, very proud. Very proud. Very. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because everybody in the world is asking me to explain the Avengers to them.
Are you one of them niggas that had the comic books wrapped up in plastic and all that? Was you one of them niggas, like my cousin?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
when I get home, I'll
come
and show it to you so you know how real it is. All right?
Oh, God.
But I want to get back to Yeezy. I will not say Kanye's trolling. I will not say, oh, Kanye's just doing this because of the album coming out. Nope. Not going to give him that pass, man. This is Kanye.
It's not a pass. It's the truth.
Okay,
it's in front of our eyes, my nigga.
Wait, I'm not looking at that. So if that's the case, then I'll say this. Drake, Kanye is just trying to promote his album. So I don't know why we're getting upset. He's just trying to promote his album.
But there's a difference between saying that and still knowing the objective and what's going on. It's in front of our eyes, is it not?
No. You said he's doing this because of his album. So he wants to generate publicity for his album. So tell me this, Ray. How does him coming out saying this stuff that alienates black people like me and you, alienates actual artists alienates urban hip-hop media, alienates them, turns them off, how is that a good thing for a rollout of an album, if that's what he's doing, if he's all of this is just to promote the album? And then you put out a song called Scoop-Diddy-Doop, Scoop-Diddy-Doop, a trash song. How is this good?
You told me yesterday when I spoke to you off air that you was not rocking with the T.I. and Kanye West joint. Why were you not rocking with it?
Because T.I.'s not the MC for that song.
Be careful what you're gonna say. Be careful what you're gonna say. Go ahead.
T.I.'s not the MC for this song. He's not a conscious rapper.
Why would you say that though? First of all, you like Zip. That's your guy. You rock with T.I. more than Jeezy. You say he's the king of the South. You've been screaming that for a long time.
T.I. is not a conscious political rapper. That is not what you, when you think T.I., you don't think conscious political hip-hop. You don't think that. He would have been better
but
off.
But what does that mean, though? So hold on. Wait, that's kind of being ignorant, is it not, by saying that? So because Talib Kweli didn't do a song with Kanye, it would have been better than? Is that what you're saying?
I said Kendrick Lamar. I didn't say Talib Kweli.
Why didn't Kendrick? Why T.I. can't do it, though? So we can't.
Because
so hold on.
Hold on
a minute. You like Jada Kiss? Hold on. You like Kiss for all the gutter shit he did, but when he did Why, we applauded him for doing the song Why, showing us a different side of Jada.
Why
can't we appreciate T.I. for doing that?
Why was Muslim asking questions? It was not conscious or political. Why? Give me let me give you an example of what a political hip hop song is to me. Fight the Power or Self Destruction. That is a conscious political hip hop song, not just I'm going to just throw something out there that sounds good, and all of a sudden No! The whole song has to be about positivity and have a message, like, wait for it, The Message by Melly Mel. That song. That is a political hip-hop song. There are MCs who specialize in that kind of hip-hop. And guess who knows them? Kanye West knows them, because let's rewind to the first album. Who's on it? Common and Talib Kweli. Guess what? Kanye has a relationship with both of them. He's produced for both of them. He knows that he can easily say, yo, I got points of view on Trump that I want to say.
That's when Kanye still has soul, my nigga.
I think it would be dope if you guys give your point of view why I'm wrong. Now he used Tip, but here's why I know it wasn't organic and real. T.I. did an interview, and T.I. was like, yo, we just happened to be at the same hotel and bumped into each other, and that's why that song came about. It was pure.
But that's
random.
Even dope, though. That's even dope that you bump into each other and be like, yo, let's have a conversation. And take it to the booth.
And guess what? The song did nothing to me. Wasn't ill. I ain't like it. Wasn't no real lyrical back and forth to me.
Well, I didn't like it. I'm not gonna sit up and act like I'm not gonna sit up and act like it's Fight the Power Part 2. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. What do you mean by that? Me, I don't like the song. You don't like the song. What is the song charting? He just threw the song out.
I'm not the analytics guy. You're the analytics guy, so I don't. You care about numbers and charts and what the analytics are saying. You're a numbers guy. I don't give a fuck about that.
You know what else cares about numbers and charts? Kanye West. In his interview with Charlamagne Tha God, he was like, I'm looking at the BDS, and I'm not getting video spins, and I'm looking at the charts, and I'm looking at this, and why T-Lob ain't do this and that. So he cares about it, too. Kanye West cares about it, Dre.
Of course he does. You're not Kanye, though. You're not Kanye. Big difference. Why are you comparing yourself to Kanye? You're not an egomaniac and shit like that.
Be very clear. You can't put out a product that nobody buys. Because if you do that, then the product gets discontinued. It doesn't sell. Rappers want people to buy their product. Okay? They're not happy to put their heart and soul into a body of work. And then when they put it to the masses just ignore it or reject it. So, yeah, I care about sales because I want to make sure my favorite artists sell enough records that they can keep it going and keep putting out my favorite kind of music. I don't want them to get disgruntled with hip-hop and retire and stop rapping. Now, back to Kanye. You said before I roll out, right? Isn't that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
So then that's how you failed. I feel it's
What do you think about the Charlamagne and Kanye exchange?
I
didn't learn anything, but just factory talk and sneakers and bullshit.
I felt the Charlamagne Kanye exchange was Charlamagne doing his best to normalize Kanye West, and he failed. And the reason why he failed is because it was proven. Look what Kanye was saying after that interview. Charlamagne had to give Kanye West Donkey of the Day today. Did you know that? He had to give Kanye West Donkey of the Day.
Yeah, but this interview was before Kanye, this interview was in mid-April.
He was trying to rationalize and normalize. No, Kanye's just this. Once you hear his point of view, you'll get an understanding. Well, I heard Kanye's
Hey, Leonard, man, I don't know. I know you got a psychiatrist, so it felt like you was trying to, the shit you learned, you got from your psychiatrist, you brought that shit to Calabasas or wherever the fuck Kanye lives in his sunken place, and you were trying to be a psychiatrist. The way you were just looking at him and the way you didn't challenge him, and I'm not saying you have to challenge him on everything, but there was no real talk of the music. They were just talk of bullshit to me. And it's just, I don't know, man. I'm not into Kanye no more, man. I never was. That's your man's and them.
But it wasn't bullshit. It wasn't bullshit we was talking about. I mean, we had an interview with Joe Budden, and Joe Budden made it clear that he does stuff outside of rap that generates income. Being a businessman. Didn't he highlight the importance of being a businessman? Didn't Joe Budden highlight that to us when he talked to us for 40 minutes? He talked about that. Well, in this interview, they talked about a lot of his endeavors outside of rap. Rockaware 80 mil about 16 months. You can bullshit with rap if you want.
That's wrong.
I forget who says that. I forget who says that, but somebody.
That's Sean Corey, nigga.
Okay.
That's Sean Corey, nigga.
But he said you can bullshit with rap if you want. I thought I told you Cactus, I'm not a rapper. I don't know what that means, but he made it very clear he's not a rapper. I'm a businessman. Not a businessman. Let me handle my business. Whatever, that's another story. So the point I'm making about the interview with Kanye is this. I find Kanye.
I'm just telling a nigga saying it was a powerful interview with him and Charlamagne. I'm not hating my nigga. It was nothing powerful to me. It was powerful. Like, niggas are using the word powerful. Powerful? That's not a reach.
No, it's not a reach because Kanye doesn't do interviews. That's why.
Talk, I don't give a fuck what he thought with Obama. I don't care about him and Obama. He told me why Obama was his favorite rapper. Kanye probably just told you that because y'all from Chicago, nigga. Guys, I'm fucking running with that shit. He said he was his favorite rapper than Jay-Z and Ludacris. Man, shut up, man. Shut up.
The thing that I found out about Kanye West is that he's more ignorant than I could imagine. I mean, I don't know how the hip-hop community feels, but if the hip-hop community is anti-reading and anti-books, I want to know what that thing was. I'm not against reading, and I'm not against books. Kanye West proudly says, I don't read books. I don't read. You know, that's, he proudly says that. Now, if there's a segment of the rap community that's like, yeah, that's got real talk, F a book, then that's on y'all, man. Me personally, I'm not about that non-reading life, okay? So, what I'm
talking about
that
Kanye is deep. He's deep and intellectual. And
No, hold on. Who's saying that?
I've seen niggas on Twitter saying that, me going back and forth with niggas the last couple of days, man. Having a conversation with niggas at work.
Okay, maybe dudes at work. So that's interesting. Nobody at work. Everybody I talk to at work is like, yo, we did not know he was this stupid. Everybody's saying that. No one is justifying him no more. The more he talks and opens his mouth, the more Kanye's a genius, you sound crazy when you say it. Me and you did a podcast where I said Kanye West is the most influential rapper of the last 15 years, without question. And I'm justified in it because the whole goddamn world stopped when he gave an interview and said he loved Trump. And that's all we're talking about. The man trends. His interviews, number one interview on YouTube with his Charlamagne. You know why? Because he's that dude. He's that impactful. That's why so many people are begging him to chill. Because he reaches the masses on a scale that a lot of people don't reach. But here's what I'm telling you he's doing. And this is just my opinion. Kanye West is putting black people on the spot. He's basically saying, I'm going to show y'all I could do this. I could support Trump. Y'all all going to love me for it. I can say slavery was a choice.
Nah.
Y'all all ride with me. Y'all all still going to buy my music.
I stopped riding with you a long time ago, Kanye.
Kanye's basically daring black people who discovered him first, who supported him first, who made him popping first. He's basically saying, I got this new fan base. They all about me. What y'all going to do about it? First of all, Kanye's not the only one like this. The reason why Kanye believes he can do this and get away with it is because Floyd Mayweather does the same thing. Floyd Mayweather also went to visit Trump and hug him up and love him, and he supports Trump and all
the facts. Jim Brown did too also.
You're right. But I'm talking about how Floyd Mayweather has done it and got no backlash. Everybody loves being around Floyd Mayweather. Celebrities, he threw a party and every celebrity went there and loved him for it. You know what? Kanye West feels the same way. And he's just like, what y'all going to do? I love Trump. Slavery was just a choice. What y'all going to do about it, black folk?
What do you think about the slavery conversation?
What happened?
The slavery comment. What do you think about that, man? That was cringing. That was cringeworthy.
What's there to think about it? He said it was a choice.
With all the madness going on with Kanye, are you looking forward to his album?
Nope.
Are you going to listen to it? I'm going to listen to it because I'm a hip hop head.
If there's a song, but here's the thing, I can easily not listen to this album and not feel anything. I think there's a part of people that say
F Kanye, I don't rock with him no more. Or either they're gonna purchase it or still listen to it, whether it's on Tidal or whether to get the streaming services or YouTube or whatever, they're still gonna listen to it.
Do you accept that Kanye's 40 years old, he's a grown man? You accept
yeah.
that, right?
Of course.
So do you expect a 40-year-old man who says slavery was just a choice? He supports Trump. Everybody's begging him to say, no, Kanye doesn't mean that. Game is saying, oh, you shouldn't criticize Kanye because if you haven't achieved his fame and greatness, you don't know what it is to be in his
shoes. I hate that talk.
Okay?
I hate that
Game
kind of talk.
Game said that. So let me be clear.
Game, you bugging Game. Nah, you played yourself.
You know what? Your man Nipsey Hussle's going on stage saying, fuck Donald Trump, and putting the face of Kanye West hat on. So let me explain to you. Daz Dillinger's out there like, man, we not riding with this. So your own West Coast bread.
Daz
wilding
though. Yo, Daz is wilding right
is,
now.
My point is, your West Coast counterpart, Snoop included, nobody's riding with this. So to me, Kanye's really saying, I can give the middle finger to the entire black race, and I'm still going to be popping. I'm still going to get views. I'm still going to get sales. And he's showing you that he could do it. And y'all are going to give it to him. Not me. Not 10 Summers.
All right, 10 Summers. Let's go ahead, man. You put me on also to watch Royster 5'9 on The Breakfast Club, which I did. Which, first of all, let me just say this, man. I hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm tired of seeing niggas go to The Breakfast Club and watch Envy and Angela Yee, and especially the Nod, who I know don't even know Royce. If you actually give you five Royce to 5'9 songs, they couldn't even give you two. Charlamagne up there calling P-Rhyme, calling the album P-Rhyme. I cringe when I heard Lenard say P-Rhyme. I cringe when Lenard did not know Royce to 5'9 and Mr. Fab out of battle. That is crazy for me. And Envy, you just look clueless. You were in the building for a majority of hip-hop, my nigga, but you be looking lost in these hip-hop streets, man. Like, you just don't know nothing. Royce da 5'9 spoke about Joe Budden. And I don't know, I'm going off body language alone. Royce did seem a little pissed off towards Joe, even though he wasn't the rah-rah type of nigga. You could tell, like, certain things Joe said that pissed him off. And I agree with some things Royce da 5'9 did say about Joe Budden. But what I don't agree with is Royce is sitting up there talking about Eminem's album. You listen to that shit on a regular basis. Royce, who are you lying to, my nigga? Who are you lying to? What do you think about Royce, M, Joe Budden? He's going back and forth. I've seen Joe Budden podcast. Joe talking about this shit. I think with Joe Budden, what he has to understand is sometimes his tone, and because he has a deep voice and his tone, it comes off very, like, fuck niggas type shit. Like, I don't give a fuck about niggas. I'm doing me type shit. You know what I'm saying? And I could rub people off the wrong way. I'd probably rub shoulders with you at one particular time. Talk to me, man.
I think that because Slaughterhouse had a hardcore cult following,
I'm one of them. I'm one of the guys that believe Slaughterhouse was the greatest thing to happen to hip-hop for me personally. These are all my favorite four MCs. They just were not getting a break in the mainstream. They were putting out the best music. I listened to more when they were individuals during this period. Joe had the Mood Musics. Crooked Eye had the hip-hop weeklies. Royce da 5'9 had the bar exams. And Joel Ortiz was just spitting out heat. He put out a mixtape where he was rapping over all these old school beats. So I was really listening to these four individual MCs separately. When they formed that supergroup, I was in heaven because I'd never heard a collection of MCs this great ever be in a group. So I loved it. I think what happened was once they got to that major and they got to Shady, I think three of the members were ecstatic and loved it. I think there was one guy who really did not, that wasn't part of his plan. His plan was we put out music when we want it, whenever we want it, and nobody can tell us what to do. That all changed when they got to a major. And as we can see, it spiraled out of control. And I just think that the love we have for Slaughterhouse is why this hits home to so many different people.
But Royce also said, he heard Revival before it dropped. Royce, what kind of friend are you, my nigga? What kind of friend? Watson, if I was a rapper and I told you to listen, give me your opinion on this album I just did and it was Revival, what would you tell me?
I don't know.
You keep it funky with me, nigga.
I would keep it funky with you, but here's the thing. Eminem has a different set of rules. Like, white people just buy Eminem just because he's Eminem. Remember, he's put out weird albums. He's put out weird albums, and they just went straight to number one.
Relapse, so, trash.
Yeah, right, and Relapse was number one, just like that. You know what I'm saying? It didn't fail. It wasn't a commercial failure at all. So Eminem could just put out. So to me, I think in Royce's mind, anything Eminem puts out will be commercially received.
That's whack. That's not.
This is what I'm believing, right? But boy, oh boy, he was wrong. At some point, the hip-hop climate changes.
What's wrong with telling your man that's your son, that's not it? Why is it when it comes to music, niggas being crews and clicks, they can't keep it funky, though? But niggas say they're real on tracks, but they can't keep it real, though.
Yeah, he could have told him. You're right. I agree with you. He could have told him, and he did. He could have told him, and he didn't tell him. And I think he should have. I think he should have told him. But here's the thing. The reason why I know Royce da 5'9 is not telling the truth, because this is the second time where he said, I listen to Revival every day, every day, every day I listen to Revival, every day. Me and you don't say that about any album. We've never said that.
No.
We go through periods where we'll listen to an album every day for like a week or 2 weeks. But this album came out last year, and you're going out of your way to say, I listen to it every day, every day. It's my favorite album. I listen to it.
Yeah, you're trying
to convince something, Royce. You're lying. You're not listening to that every day. Are you kidding me? How can you listen to that every day?
Eminem don't listen to that album every day, man. Come on. Let's just call it what it is, man. Come on, man.
That's all. He just riding for his man. That's all that is. So I salute that. He's riding for his man.
What do you think about Joe and Royce, though?
I don't think anything. They spoke, and they just have differences of opinions on the group, man. There's nothing. Like you said, Joe's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Joe is just opinionated. He's a hip-hop media. He has his opinion, and Royce is someone who's loyal to Eminem. So they just given their differences of opinion. I don't think there's nothing serious at all. I believe Royce when he says we still brothers, and I love him.
Oh, of course you love him, but Royce did say he was pissed off also. You know what I'm saying?
And they,
I think Maul, I listened to Joe Budden podcast today. I thought Maul kept it real funky with Joe. I think Joe needs a nigga. I'm glad Joe has a nigga like Maul on the show to keep it funky with him. Like, yo, son, you know, kind of, you know what I mean? You need niggas like that. That's why I respect a nigga like you, because if I did something like you tell me that shit. I don't need no nigga to be like, yo, three, I hate that shit, son. I'm not telling nigga to be, don't call me sideways, but if I did something, you're like, tell me, nigga, don't fucking leave me out of the dirt. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't like shit like that, bro. I just don't like shit like that. If that's your man, you should be able to tell your man whatever. It's how you say it, obviously. Vice versa. Right. If you did something, I'm not going to come at you sideways. I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm not going to go on Twitter or none of that
shit.
That's
our take on that, man. So PSA Hip Hop, the home of where you're going to hear us kick the real on Kanye West. Ken Summers is not supporting Kanye West, brother, at all.
I still want to review the album, though. You heard?
All right, salute.
That's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, we out.